From Charlie Hebdo to Nice, 5 years of Islamist terror. By Chris Tomlinson on October 29, 2020. France has seen a wave of radical Islamic terrorist attacks since 2015, leaving hundreds of dead and injured with little end in sight. Before 2015, France had seen a small number of Islamic terrorist attacks, such as the Toulouse and Montauban shootings in 2012, in which Islamic radical Mohamed Mira killed 7 people and wounded 5 others, including a rabbi and 3 children. Just years later, another terrorist attack on the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo would usher in a wave of Islamist-inspired attacks year on year to today, when a Tunisian migrant killed 3 people in a church in the city of Nice. 2015. In January of 2015, the world was shocked when 2 radical Islamist brothers, Saeed and Sharif Kouachi, stormed the officers of Charlie Hebdo and gunned down and murdered 12 people, most of the victims being employees of the publication. The claimed motivation behind the attack by the 2 men, who swore allegiance to the Al-Qaeda terrorist group, was the prior publication of cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, as depictions of Muhammad are forbidden in Islam. The publication of the cartoons came years after Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten had published their own depictions of the Islamic prophet and had also received death threats from extremists. The Charlie Hebdo attack was also followed immediately by another attack at a Jewish kosher supermarket in Paris, in which Amadi Kalibali, a close friend of the Kouachi brothers, took 18 hostages and killed 4 before police stormed the shop and killed Kalibali. Just a month following the Charlie Hebdo massacre, France saw a terrorist attack in Nice when knife-wielding 30-year-old Moussa Kalibali injured 3 Jewish people outside a local Jewish community center. In April, French dance instructor Aurélie Chatelain was murdered by French-Algerian jihadist Sidi Medghlem, who was said to have been attempting to carry out a terrorist attack against churches in Villejuif. June of that year saw one of the first attacks linked to the Islamic State terror group when terrorist Yassine Sali, who worked as a delivery driver, beheaded his employer and made attempts to blow up a local factory in Saint-Quentin-Fallavier with gas canisters. In November of 2015, France suffered the most deadly terrorist attack it has yet seen when Islamic State terrorists launched multiple attacks across Paris, culminating in a massacre at the Bataclan nightclub which, in total, left 130 victims dead, 7 attackers dead and 413 people injured. The attack was the deadliest single attack in France since the Second World War, and such a coordinated attack has not been seen since. The Islamic State took credit for the attack, stating that it was in retaliation for French airstrikes against the group in Syria. 2016. In 2016, France saw 5 terrorist attacks, but 2 were carried out without casualties. The most deadly occurred in the city of Nice on July 14, when Tunisian migrant Mohamed Lahouay Aboulel purposely drove a large truck down the Promenade des Anglais during Bastille Day celebrations before being shot and killed by police. The attack left 86 people dead and 434 people wounded, and the Islamic State once again took credit for the terrorist attack, stating, "The person who carried out the operation in Nice, France, to run down people was one of the soldiers of Islamic State." Just days later on July 26, the Islamic State took credit for another terrorist attack when Roman Catholic priest Father Jacques Hamel was stabbed and beheaded while giving mass at a church in Normandy. His final words were said to have been, "Be gone, Satan." Father Hamel was later declared a martyr by Pope Francis, who condemned his murder as the work of Satan. 2017. While 2017 saw 9 terrorist attacks, there were far fewer deaths and injuries, as many of the attacks were improvised lone wolf attacks, such as the February Louvre attack that left 1 soldier injured and the June Notre Dame attack by an Algerian migrant who had previously won European Union prizes for journalism. Of the 9 terror attacks, 2 saw terrorists commit murder. The first took place during the French presidential elections and occurred as a debate between the candidates was underway. 1 police officer was killed on the Champs-Élysées and 2 injured in Paris by Karim Cherfi, who was later shot dead by police. The second attack took place on October 1 and saw a man stab a woman and a 17-year-old girl to death in a train station in the city of Marseille. Islamic State again claimed responsibility. 2018. There were 3 terrorist attacks in 2018, but all 3 were deadly. The first in Trebs saw an Islamic State terrorist kill four people, including French police officer Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltram, who allowed himself to be taken hostage in exchange for other hostages to be set free. Following his death, Beltram was honored as a hero in France and given a state funeral and memorial service by French President Emmanuel Macron. In May, Chechen-born Khamzat Asimov stabbed several people in Paris, killing one and injuring four others after some experts warned of the dangers of radicalized Chechen migrants. The final attack in 2018 left five people dead in the city of Strasbourg and injured 11 others. The attack, which took place just outside the city's Christmas market, saw radical Islamic extremist Chekat Sharif opened fire on a crowd near the market. Sharif's attack was compared to the 2016 terrorist attack that took place in Berlin and saw Tunisian failed asylum seeker Anis Amri drive a truck through the Christmas market in the same style as the 2016 Nice attack. 2019. Like 2018, 2019 saw three terrorist attacks in France, and with one of them leading to casualties. The first saw an inmate at the Condé-sur-Sarthe prison stab and injure two guards with a knife that was thought to have been smuggled in by his female partner who was visiting him that day. Then Justice Minister Nicole Bulabet declared the attack had a terrorist element shortly afterwards. Eight people were injured in the city of Lyon in May when a bomb comprised of nails, screws and bolts exploded on Victor Hugo Road. President Emmanuel Macron later labeled the incident an attack and said, "There was an attack in Lyon. There are no fatalities. There are wounded, so I obviously want to have a thought for the wounded, their families." The most deadly attack of 2019 took place in Paris at the police headquarters and involved a Muslim convert named Michael Harpin, who worked at the police headquarters in the IT department. Harpin stabbed four people to death, including his supervisor, before he was fatally shot. 2020. So far this year, France has seen an estimated nine terrorist attacks, and all but three have involved fatalities. In January, a Salafist named Nathan C. stabbed three people in Villeneuve, killing one and injuring the two others. The commune had previously seen another terror attack in April of 2015. On April 4 in Romans-sur-Isère, a Sudanese migrant yelling Allahu Akbar stabbed two people to death and wounded at least seven more. Several other migrants were later arrested in connection to the attack. In September of this year, Charlie Hebdo made the move to republish the controversial Mohammed cartoon as the trial for the 2015 terrorist attack against their office began. The republishing of the cartoons was claimed as the motivation behind a stabbing attack outside the former offices of Charlie Hebdo by an 18-year-old Pakistani migrant who later confessed to the attack. The Mohammed cartoons were also involved in the beheading of teacher Samuel Paty, who was killed in the street by a Chechen teen Islamic radical just 2 weeks ago after the head shown pictures of the cartoons to his class as part of a lesson on free expression. The murder of Paty has led to the Macron government vowing to crack down on Islamist-linked groups and dissolve them, and has brought the country into tensions with Islamist-led countries like Turkey. This week's attack at a church in Nice, by a Tunisian illegal immigrant, comes just weeks after Paty's murder and bears similarity to prior Islamist attacks targeting churchgoers. In the last 5 years, radical Islamic terrorism has led to the deaths of at least 264 people in France and led to at least 956 injuries. Among the victims have been priests, rabbis, men, women and children. The nation evidently anticipates more. France is presently on a high level of alert, with a senior police officer warning this week of a heightened risk of Islamic terrorism, with messages disseminated by extremist groups calling for attacks in France. The number of soldiers patrolling France's streets was doubled on Thursday to meet this threat. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.